Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, is she the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas? Ooh, no. Next question.
Nah, you gotta hear it.
I didn't know people get appalled by this. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I park at the pump sometimes when I'm not getting gas to go in. But hold on, let's. You're already judging me. Look at I can see it in your eyes.
I look in my eyes too. If you're over here at Quick Trip or something like that, these spots that got more than enough ample space, you better pull up to a parking spot. You better hit the curb or something, or street park it. Leave the pumps open.
The hot bar is too busy now. There's nowhere to park anymore. Go to a Quick Trip and try it at lunch. It's a nightmare.
Now, if there's nowhere to park, I'm listening.
Says Allie and DZ, I always park at the pump when I'm getting gas if there are no spots. I always park at the pump when I'm at the gas station if there are no spots. My friend was in the car and said something when I pulled up to the pump. Like, she was embarrassed that I wasn't getting gas.
Oh.
I do this all the time, and it led to a pretty heated discussion about parking at the pump when you're not getting gas. But I feel like it doesn't really matter as long as they're not all taken, right?
I mean, even if they are all taken, if there's nowhere else to park, what are you going to do?
Well, and here's the thing. I always try to get a spot, DZ.
Yeah.
But if there's not a spot, I'm parking at the pump. But some people would say that's messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that people had an issue with that. I'm not trying to block the gas.
Well, or I'm not trying to park somewhere unsafely either, right? Because if there's no spots and there's no safe place for me to, like, drop my car that isn't in front of a pump, it's about to suck, right?
Wait, what am I going to do?
I'm not trying to block lanes. I'm not trying to block exit routes or anything like that. I hear what you're saying. But at the same time, if all of the spots are open, or some of the spots are open, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can pull up to wherever you want. Nobody knows if you're going to be getting gas or not.
That's true. Well, that's
for all you know. I already got gas. Put my nozzle back, and now I'm running inside for my snacks.
But that drives people crazy because I realize this, because I will park at the pump when there's, like, not a spot. And granted, you can wait sometimes 30 seconds at a gas station and the spots
they rotate.
They rotate people are in and out.
Boop, boop.
So I'll be like, screw it, I'm not waiting. Yeah. I park at the pump. I go in, and I've thought the same thing. Nobody here knows. If they said something, I'd just be like, oh, I pumped before. You know, I already got my gas. They don't know if you got gas when you go into the gas station. It's true.
True.
So I say not the jerk if you park at the pump when you're not getting gas, whether there are spots or not.
I've also been the guy waiting.
Don't take up the gas pump.
See, but I've been the guy waiting and
on
pulled
somebody
up.
Inside.
I'll say it.
That part. Yeah.
You know the speedway off Oklahoma over by me, like Oklahoma kitty corner to Humboldt Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there.
That speedway right there, right?
Yeah.
Don't got enough spots.
Yeah.
It's got.
That's the way the speedway is on Greenfield and Sunny Slope.
It's got 2.5 spots, and the half is for people that are putting air in their tires at the air pump.
Yeah, it's only got like one line of pumps, and there's one on each. There's like three on each side.
Don't call it a line. That bad boy's a dash at most.
Yeah.
It is a dash.
Yeah.
It is a half look, right?
What about it?
There's never anywhere to park. I've been jammed up at that gas station to the point where I just go somewhere else. And I prefer to go to Speedway. I ain't gonna lie to you. I will
That's
go out of my
place.
Way to go to Speedways.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there in high school. I worked there a little bit after
You're
high
loyal
school.
To the
and I
brand.
Was like, I got so many rewards points from there, baby. I'm gonna keep racking it up.
Well, and Quick Trip needs to come to the city a little.
But there ain't no Quick Trips
you
around
me. You can't
even
find one in Milwaukee, which is
there
another
one.
Topic.
In
so, anyway.
No, that's technically Butler. But anyway, literally had to waited 5 minutes.
Yeah.
6 minutes. As soon as I approached 10 minutes and I was like, bro, I'm still waiting for a spot. I hit it right out of there, went right half mile down the road to one of the next two gas stations, Mobil, BP, whichever one, and just said, screw it.
Move it.
Because there's not enough and nobody was parked up or nobody was getting gas that needed to be getting gas. Everybody was, almost swore. Everybody was just sitting there.
Yeah, you're punching stop hitting the table.
Well, because now I'm getting passionate about this, man.
Wait, so you had to go to the other one.
Yeah, I had to leave the gas station because I was
sitting
there waiting.
Nowhere to go.
People were pumping gas, but there was more than one car that didn't have people in it at pumps.
Well, and so you could say you're the jerk because you did not pull up into a space. Like, even if you were getting gas, you're saying people need to pull up and move, which I get. If you're at a gas station where there aren't enough pumps and it's busy and you leave it at the pump and go in and la-di-da at the hot bar, that's kind of messed up sometimes. I get that
because
if people are waiting, that's messed up.
And if there's more than enough ample parking, I ain't got no problem.
You know how quick gas stations like rotate, though. That's the problem. You can go in and be getting one thing and there's five new cars out there. It's so crazy how quick it moves.
All right,
she wants to know if she's the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas, because her friend was very embarrassed by the whole situation and she's like, I do this all the time.
Well, not her friend.
I say not the jerk. All right, 414-533-1037. We'll talk to you guys next.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
People are so fired up. They're texting in the gas station that drives them the most crazy. And another thing about the speedway on 92nd and Blue Mound. I'm like, slow down. We don't need you guys to chime in. Everyone's going off about their speedway. It's so funny. You guys crack me up. Somebody said, thank God for Buc-ee's. You know what I don't need is an amusement park size gas station either. I don't need a Buc-ee's either. They're both
I'll take one. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, fine. You know what? I say that. I'll be there.
Just one.
By me, I'll be in there. Let's be real.
Tell me we ain't going. Come
We're
on
going.
Now. Exactly.
We're going good. That was Zayden and Josh. All right. They're very excited and they said not the jerk. But let's go to the phones because she wants to know if she's the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas. Janine in Colgate is fired up.
Fired up.
We've got people that this is a very big hot button issue for them.
Wait.
I said the wrong city, didn't I?
Tripping.
Janine, never mind. You don't have a theme song. Janine's
so
in Colgate. What did I say?
No,
West Dallas?
I just heard Janine and I got excited.
I'm sorry. It's Janine and Colgate.
Janine.
Not theme song, Janine.
My bad. Sorry, Janine, whose theme song it actually is. Good morning, though.
Hey, Janine.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas? I love how mad you sound already. I'm into this.
1,000,000%. I have long said I'm running for president, and this is one of the platforms I'm running on.
Janine.
Let me put it this way.
1,000,000?
You went into a bathroom, Allie. You went into a bathroom. Mm. You're waiting in line for the bathroom.
Sure.
And two women came out of the stalls, and all they were doing in the stalls was putting their makeup on. What would you say?
Nothing, but I'd be really angry about it.
That's a flip.
I often am pulling a trailer, and it is hard enough to find a spot, and I feel terrible if I block two spots.
Right.
But it drives me wild when you wait and wait and wait, and then they come out, And then they're eating their chicken wings.
And that's why it's harder for you, Janine, because you have a trailer. Uh-huh. So you're double triggered by this because you now have like three spots in the whole world you can park in. That's the problem.
And you know what it is. Janine goes out of her way most times to try to avoid blocking
people
and go
to a place she can get a
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, and then she's going, really? My husband hates it when I go to Costco. He's like, why would you want to go to Costco? There's a line. Let me tell you. That line moves faster than any gas station because everybody pulls up, they get their gas, and they get out.
No.
They don't go in. They don't look for lottery tickets. They don't stand at the counter and scratch them off.
Well, that's because they have a store to go into that's awesome called Costco. And
that's the difference.
They have to move to park inside well,
and,
Costco.
And the Quick Marts, the little corner store, stuff like that with gas stations attached. Like that, you walk in and you start combing the aisles for a quick second. Yeah, you know what, Janine?
Please.
We'll vote for you. I will at least. You are definitely passionate about this one.
I mean, I'm not that passionate, and I do it, but I'll vote for you because I like people that are passionate.
It's just rude.
You know,
it's fair.
It's rude
fair.
When you're standing there and waiting. Find a spot to the side to pull off.
Well, there's no sign, so we're going to go see what the next caller thinks. And
but
if they agree, but
we appreciate your candor.
Your passion is phenomenal. Thanks for calling, Janine.
You're welcome.
Bye. Pull up Colleen in Milwaukee because she's going the opposite way. I want to talk to her.
Oh, snap.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're going to say not the jerk for parking at the pump and when you're not getting gas?
Not the jerk. My 8-year-old Braylee and I, who is in the back seat, say not the jerk.
Really?
You know what? Sometimes you go to these gas stations, their parking spots are all willy-nilly, and you can't even find them half the time.
They are
so
awkward.
You know
what? I will give
they
you that.
Are weird.
If I pull up at a pump and go in for 2 minutes and get whatever I need, I'm going to do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If
well,
it's
I
two
do
minutes.
It if there's if it's 2 minutes and there's a, every spot is full.
True.
I would never
park. A lot
park
of the gas stations, you can't even find their actual parking spots, though.
Yes. I mean, yes. I know exactly. Yes.
She's on your side.
I'm trying to be reasonable, but I'm like, you're right.
Actually right.
You're
girl.
Actually
you know
right. There's nowhere to park,
right
which is
now.
Why I end up at the pump. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, but listen, I am driving right now, and I just drove past a Speedway, and I was like, see, if it was that gas station, I would pull into a parking spot because they have 20 parking spots.
Right.
Different.
What Speedway? Which Speedway?
Well, I was say, let me mark
it
you.
It was on 68th and Cold Spring.
Nice. I know exactly where you're at. Yep.
Yes. That gas station had so many parking spots. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like right now.
That's the one by Meyer, right?
Alley in D.C.
Yeah.
I would park in those parking spots.
No,
but all these other gas stations,
nope.
You can't even find them half the time.
She's
so you know what?
Right.
I'm going to pull into a. Sorry, I'm not going to swear.
Good. Thank you. Because we don't want to get fined. So thank you.
No. All I'm going to pull by the pump, go in for a quick minute, and then come back out
That's
and
fine.
Leave.
And if it takes me a second because the line, so be it.
And some have parking spaces and some don't. So the ones that don't, we have to figure it out. Okay, Colleen says not the jerk.
We split.
For parking
not
at the pump.
Respect
all right,
not
girl. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye.
I haven't even gotten to the text yet, but let's go to Jessica in Mount Pleasant. We're asking if you're the jerk for parking at the pump and not getting gas. That's what the submission was about today.
I think my laptop is overheating with all these texts right now, dog. Jessica, good morning.
Everyone wants to fight. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
Ashley from Waukesha said, who really cares? I say not the jerk. Those gas stations don't have enough parking spots as it is. See, I'm with you, Ashley. I didn't think people cared, but this is a very hot button for a lot of people.
For a few.
So, I'm just saying. Jessica?
Jessica?
You're the tiebreaker.
100% the jerk.
Oh, my God.
This gets me so heated. So... I don't care as much if I'm driving my car, which is a gas, but we have a truck that is a diesel.
Uh-huh.
And most gas stations only have a couple diesel pumps.
Yeah, two.
So when I pull up and there's cars or minivans sitting there, they're not pumping anything, obviously, and they're inside doing whatever, and I'm sitting there waiting. And like the first caller, like I have a huge horse trailer, so sometimes if I have to stop for gas, like I'm very limited to where I can
pull.
Oh,
it's all the trailer people calling in with the hate mail today. That's what's going
on.
There's a lot of trailer people in this city. Let's be real.
It makes sense.
All you camper people, they're pulling an RV. Oh, now it's over.
Allie, did I not get surprised and say,
hold on,
surprise is
Jessica, but if you have a trailer, wheeler or a camper, then I already put you in the rich area. Okay, you're richy rich. Go to a different.
You should have gas accessories at home
outside of your house now. Okay, you have assets. Okay,
don't forget you get gas delivered?
Aren't you rich enough to have somebody go for
you? She said a horse trailer. Just use the horse. How about that?
Huh, I'm Jessica? Totally kidding because I'm broke and I have a trailer.
No, Jessica, but seriously, we love the rib.
No,
you know that.
For sure. So, all right, thanks for calling, Jessica. We got
thank
it.
You guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Much love. She works that out, G.
Big jerk. Ooh, big jerk.
Big old jerk. Big old taking spots jerk.
And we have a lot of texts. We appreciate them all. Morgan said, not the jerk. If that's where I feel safest parking for my own person, that's where I'm parking. My safety is my priority. Y'all can wait 5 minutes. Ooh.
Dang, why do I respect the heck out of that answer?
And somebody texted in kind of what I was joking, but being half serious about. How is it our problem that you drive a trailer, which, again, is another fair point. Like, true. That has nothing to do with us. And
this one's an on-the-fence one, and I didn't think it was going to get like that. You know how people are passionate about random things? This was one of them random things that I go, now I'm going to look at parking spaces and parking spots at gas stations drastically.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Really
oh my gosh, all the trailer people are getting lit.
They're big mad.
Haley in Waukesha said, if it's parking at the pump to not have my toddler pee in the car, I'm doing it. Take your trailer to a bigger station.
Heard. I actually
oh
will.
My goodness,
yeah,
you guys.
Y'all should carry a car potty though. Those things are lifesavers. Side note.
Then Gina in New Berlin said, "I think people have different expectations for different size gas stations." That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.